would have thought. So here's the plot out of the book then. We have got our zone down the bottom. So you can see we've got the River Negro, that's the one that's going into the Amazon. It's sitting down in the bottom. These are then rivers which are passing over crystalline bedrock, or they're coming over soils which are very highly weathered, so that everything has been stripped out. So I would be placing the Jardine sort of into this zone, because they're very highly weathered soils with high rainfall, and so you'd expect to find a decent elevated level of sodium and a low level of calcium. So it's sitting at this end of the scale here. And the ionic strength for this one is low, because the Jardine has a massive amount of water goes through it in a short period of time, so it's got low ionic strength. In the middle, we find rivers where the water going into the rivers is passing over rocks which are in the process of weathering. So I'd put the Franklin into this zone. And you can see many of the major rivers of the world are sitting in the middle here. And then finally, we've got our third class, which are the rivers with a very high evaporative regime. I place the Murray into this sort of category. Now, when you place a very high evaporative regime onto a river, then the calcium carbonate has got a much lower value for the solubility product than sodium chloride. So the calcium carbonate precipitates out before the sodium chloride. Hence, we end up with an elevated level of the sodium over sodium plus calcium, but that's simply because the calcium is all precipitated out of the solution. And finally, at the top, we get the rivers. The rivers then pretty invariant, high ionic strength, and an elevated level of sodium over sodium plus calcium.